Paranormal Flux presents.
Hello and welcome along to the first ever Paranormal Flux podcast, or netcast if you prefer. This is a tester, just to see if it's something that I can do, and this is an audio only podcast. I do hope to in the future do a vodcast, as they call it, a video podcast, but that's something I'll work on in the future. For the moment, this is just a brief introductory podcast, just to see if it's something that is feasible and something that people are interested in. In this first trial podcast, I'm really just going to give an outline of the website and what we're about, and we can then discuss on Twitter and on the site what people would like to happen in the podcasts. I hope to speak to different people about different things. I have a couple of things lined up where I'll be speaking to different people. Hopefully have some ghost stories, some interesting stuff coming up. First of all, if I can just explain from my point of view, because a lot of people will have visited the website and will have gone on and read the stories, but it's difficult to explain where you come from very well. So I will try and do that now. When I say where I come from, what I mean is my perspective on the paranormal. Personally speaking, I am a, how would I describe myself, as a open-minded skeptic. I want to believe. I've seen things happen before which I couldn't explain. It's very easy to jump to conclusions about what these things might be. I try my best not to do that, but have probably been guilty of it in the past. I'm not what you would call a science person, although I am interested in the science of it. I don't do scientific research on the website. My angle, I suppose, is more journalistic. I like to try and find a ghost story and then look into it in more detail. Initially with the website, it started off pushing on to 10 years ago now as IPA, Irish Paranormal Activity. And we did go to some locations, and we did do a little bit of investigating and sort of looking around and that kind of thing. Nothing too scientific, but we did. Well, there was an interest there, and then obviously time moved on and various different name changes. And as we stand at the moment, it's really just myself and some contributors that would. Send stuff through to the site. I always welcome contributors. I don't pay contributors. I don't have any money. What I would say is that the site at the moment is a work in progress, because I am trying to go into more detail. What I try to do is provide visuals along with the articles. So that's why on the YouTube channel there are a lot of videos of what I call walkthroughs, which are just me at a location with the camera taking a walk around it. This is designed so that people who don't live in this country, which is Northern Ireland, can get a feel for the location, have a look at it, maybe even want to come and visit and see for themselves. And it's just to get a feel of the atmosphere for the place. There are no ghosts in the video footage. Believe me, if there were ghosts, it would be on the news and everything. So please, no smart arse comments on the videos. I have people saying that I wasted 10 minutes of their life because there was no ghost in the video on there, which I never claimed that there was. But it was one of those things that people take it too literally and then accuse it of being misleading and all that kind of thing. So I'm trying to make sure that it's perfectly clear that there are no ghosts or anything like that in the footage. If I do find something of interest out of footage that I've taken, I will of course note that and say on there. But generally speaking, those video clips are me walking around a location, so that it will tie in with the article that I've written, or that someone, a contributor, has written. or even just for the haunted locations list. The list started off as simply that, a list of locations locally that are supposedly haunted, and a brief piece of less than a paragraph of description of the area. So what I have been planning to do, and I'm working on at the moment, and I have already added some extra stuff to the site, is to expand that a little bit more in depth, try and sort of explain more about the background to those places and why they're supposedly haunted. So you'll see that being added to the site as we go along. It just takes time and a lot more research, which is the part that I really enjoy, but it's time consuming, and it just means that I'm not getting it done as quickly or as often as I would like. Hopefully with the podcast, if it becomes popular and if people want to come along and contribute to it, then it'll make things a bit more interesting. But we'll see how that goes. I don't want to get ahead of myself. And so with that in mind, it's going to be a reasonably short podcast this time, because I'm sure you don't really want to spend a few minutes listening to my voice and that's it. You'd rather have some other interesting stuff to come along. But I hope that that's enough of an outline to explain about the site and what we're trying to do. We try to have pictures on there as well, if we can get them. It's usually myself or a contributor that would do that. I would urge people to get in touch. You can do that on the website. We're also on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook. So please do like us and follow us on Twitter. On Twitter, we're just at Paranormal Flux, and it's paranormal and then FLUX. The website is paranormalflux.com. And the now the Facebook one's a bit trickier than that. So if you actually go on to paranormalflux.com, you'll see our Facebook page linked within that. And also we've been tweeting about getting people to like us on Facebook as well. So go in there and have a look. One other thing is that we have also got a UFO hotline. Now, to explain about this, the UFO hotline is for people to report sightings of UFOs that they've encountered, and then they can either talk to me in person or leave a voicemail. The voicemails are recorded and archived. And just to make you aware that this is a UK mobile phone number, it's an 02 mobile phone number. And so obviously if you're phoning from outside of the UK, you need to be aware of those costs. It's aimed for people within the UK and Ireland to report stuff. But if you are outside, obviously we'd love to hear from you outside the UK. You can certainly phone the number, and you can also certainly email us. All of the information is on the contact section on the website, paranormalflux.com. And there's also a section on there with the details on the telephone number to phone through to us, which is the UFO hotline. And you can certainly do it that way if you wish. But please check all the information about the cost of the calls on the Paranormal Flux YouTube channel. Again, this is linked within the website. If you go on to paranormalflux.com and go to the contact us section, you'll see all this information in there. But if you can contact us through that number, you can contact us through the email, which is on there, or you can contact us through the messaging part of YouTube. So there are all of those methods of contacting us. We'd love to hear from you, and I will hopefully in the future be able to put it out there to people on Twitter, that if they want me to answer a question of any kind, I will try and answer it. But I will point out that they need to be of a general nature, because I'm not an expert at anything to do with the paranormal. I'm just very keen on the subject and very interested in it. I'd like to discover more of the unknown, but I am in no way an expert. I'm the person that goes to an expert to find out more. But if you're interested in anything to do with the site, or to do with anything that is on there, or want to know more about myself personally, I shall try and answer questions that you put on Twitter. But for the moment, I will say thank you for listening, and there hopefully will be more in the way of podcasts and vodcasts in the future, and hopefully there will be other stuff on them other than me just talking. So I'd like to thank you, and I will say goodbye, and this has been the very first podcast for Paranormal Flux.
Paranormal Flux, a Tainted Brown production.